The nearly $1 million grant will support conservation efforts on more than 115,000 acres, including the recovery of at-risk wildlife. The lion's share, $920,000, is going for work on lands covered by the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Plain Partnership.
The partnership is a group of public and private landowners who collaborate on conservation projects, mainly in the longleaf pine ecosystem.
Director Vernon Compton says GCPEP oversees more than 1.3 million acres of land from the Florida-Alabama border east to the Choctawhatchee River, taking a landscape approach to conserve and restore.
Replanting longleaf pine and a lot of emphasis on just recovering habitat. Much of that is done through prescribed fire throughout the year, but also through other actions on the ground, any type of mechanical treatment that helps to recover that habitat.
The fire-adapted longleaf pine ecosystem once covered more than 90 million acres across the southeast, but it's been reduced by only about 5% of its historical range. Some of the wildlife that depend on the habitat are extremely rare, and their numbers are declining.
The ones that we're really centered on are the bobwhite quail, gopher tortoise, the reticulated flatwood salamander, the red-cockaded woodpecker, and the eastern indigo snake. We're just trying to get these different natural communities that you find in the longleaf pine ecosystem back in good shape.
Gulf Power is partnering with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and other groups with the 2018 round of Longleaf Stewardship Fund grants. Spokeswoman Kimberly Blair says the utility has a long history of environmental stewardship work, including a 15-year partnership with the foundation.
During that time, we have supported grants that total $6 million that have come to our service area between here and Panama City. It's not just about maintaining our lands. It's also about investing in our communities.
Included in the grant is a provision for conserving at least two aforementioned species. One of them is the reticulated flatwood salamander.
And what's really unique about this is that in our Gulf Power service area, we have 27 of the known 29 breeding areas in the southeast for these salamanders. So really, it's incumbent to us to help support the recovery of this species so that it doesn't go extinct, because some of these species are on our land.
As with GCPEP's landscape approach, Gulf Power and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation look for projects which have a landscape impact, which means they don't stop at counting lines.
Like, for instance, the Longleaf Alliance, their work and some of the money that we have supported through them also moves into the Conecuh Forest, which is at the north end of Santa Rosa County, because it is part of the Blackwater River State Forest.
The grant will also provide for a new project to support another affected species, the bobwhite quail, whose habitat is in the Conecuh National Forest. The participants are students from the University of West Florida, and it's overseen by Phil Darby, who chairs the Department of Biology.
A lot of times they're just called bobwhite. It is one of the most popular game species in North America. Their range is primarily the southeast. Their populations are very dependent on particular habitat management and habitat availability.
Bobwhites are not an endangered species, but a loss of habitat has their numbers down. The UWF project will focus on a particular tract in the Conecuh called Boggy Hollow. It's been identified as having great potential to recover a local quail population.
The longleaf pine ecosystem that we're focusing on in terms of our work, only 3% of the longleaf pine that existed a couple of hundred years ago exists today. Some of it has to do with fire suppression, because longleaf pine ecosystems are dependent on frequent burning, and the quail benefit from that.
Students majoring in biology are being sought for the study, but Darby says in past projects there have been environmental and earth sciences majors as well.
We really do need half a dozen students or so. It's a pretty large-scale project. There's a lot of sampling that needs to be done in a fairly short period of time. So I actually have somebody on my research staff, and they're going to be the field supervisor, and then we'll get some students out to learn the protocol and do some of the surveys.
The funding from the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Plain Partnership will also provide money to rescue gopher tortoises from construction sites in Central and South Florida for relocation to conservation lands on Eglin Air Force Base. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.